Welcome back to the Spirit of the West. A horse that doesn't move out confidently with his rider when they head away from home and his pasture mates isn't what I consider really well broke. And we'll get a little deeper into that on the Irvin Saddles and Western Wear horse training file coming right up. Here's what's happening on the 2026 Spirit of the West Cruise. Now, this will be on a cruise line we have never been on before, to a destination we have never been to before, with a list of places rich in history and culture. This is a bucket list voyage that'll see a 14-day cruise aboard Oceana Cruises' beautiful ship, Vista. All the cabins have balconies, drinks, gratuity, Wi-Fi all included, specialty dining restaurants, all at no extra surcharge. 20 days away from shores, February 16th to March the 7th, 2026, and an optional 4-day pre-cruise extension at Machu Picchu in Peru. The Vista sets sail on February 21st from Lima, Peru. And here's the real important part. The supply of available cabins on this one is really filling fast, but we still have some available and might be able to get you aboard. For all the information on this one, the number again is 1-800-530-0131.
Now it's time for the Horse Training File, brought to you by Irvine Tack and Western Wear, Canada's largest Western store.
My friends at Irvine Tack and Western Wear asked me to say a few things on their behalf. First, Happy New Year! And second, they look forward to seeing you in 2025. They also think you're going to love their brand new arrivals, Western Wear with a welcome twist. That's what Irvin's is all about. Friendly, small town feel, big city selection. Over 130,000 square feet of clothing, boots, and accessories, tacked to trailers and animal feed. Irvin's has it all, exit 305, off Highway 2 by Crossfields.
The world's greatest Western store.
Two of the problems I hear more about than anything else when folks are having difficulties with their horse: resistance and being herd bound. I can't even count the number of times I've listened to someone say, "My horse is pretty good to ride in the arena and out on the trail if my friend rides with me on a horse that my horse likes. As long as we stay together, my horse is okay. But when I try to ride away from the barn by myself, I get about 200 yards away, and the horse at the barn calls out, and my horse hears him, and that's where the resistance starts." Ah, this is so common. And it all comes down to the fact that your horse does not really see you as his trusted leader. And if you don't deal with his resistance in a way that makes him understand your leadership, well, that resistance is probably going to get worse. The good news is that it's not really that big a deal. Establishing your leadership, first on the ground, then from his back, pretty much comes down to you being able to control his five body parts separately. His head, his neck, his shoulders, his ribs, his hindquarters. And the hindquarters are by far the most important. When your horse yields his hindquarters away from you, he's conceding to your leadership, and that's the first step. And you can't exercise this step too much. Every time I catch a horse, for the first time or the 10,000th time, I'll ask the horse to yield his hindquarters in both directions, crossing the hind, outside hind, over the inside from the halter shank. And every time I get on, I ask for the same thing, maybe just once in each direction. Now, once you ride away from the barn to the place where the resistance starts, it really helps if you can use a hindquarter yield to position his tail right at the point you want to ride away from. It might take a whole bunch of maneuvering, but make sure you get the position by controlling his hindquarters. Every time he yields his hindquarters in response to your leg and rein cues, he's acknowledging your leadership. Make sure you reward him when he gets his body in the right position by releasing your pressure, even if it's only for a second or two. And that's the Horse Training File. If you're concerned about your horse's nutrition, I would definitely suggest that you look into Hoffman's Horse Products. You can find out all about it at hoffmanshorseproducts.com. The well-known outdoorsman, author, and singer and songwriter Sid Marty wrote this, and when David Wilkie and Denise Withnall of Cowboy Celtic wanted to record it, they called in little brother Jim to play some guitar tracks on Other People's Cattle.
Thank you. streets of town. Didn't look to me like he belonged. Bought him a beer that winter night. He told me something of his life. He said, my money's getting lonely from lack of company. And my old truck is tired of defying gravity. The kids all call me Patches as round this town I go. I blame that on my mother for teaching me to sew. And I'm all stove up from 50 years of days spent in the saddle. I spent the best years of my life raising other people's cattle. I went down to the wishing well and I threw a penny in. The face I didn't recognize looked up at me and grinned. But I get dressed up for Leo's bar, I take a weekend chance. I'm too old for the ladies, but I'm not too old to dance. Though I'm all stove up from 50 years of days spent in the saddle. And some of them were good days, boys, raising other people's cattle. Ago, Ginny's pony hit that badger hole. I cursed myself, I cursed my God. Ginny whispered, it's not your fault. Our son lives in the city now, and so I've carried on, it seems. It's not as lonely as you think. She comes to hold me in my dreams. I'd hate to calculate the miles of barbed wire I've strung. Beloved stock dogs I've outlived and ponies I've worn down. And they laugh to see what the sun has done to this weathered old redneck. And how the rope that took my thumb has left my hands a wreck. But I wouldn't trade my memories, you know the townie makes me shiver. He drinks his whole life from a glass, but I drank from the river. My riding roping days are done, I don't know why I keep that saddle. We help to feed this country, boys, raising other people's cattle. We help to feed this country, boys, raising other people's cattle.
Yeah, I don't mind loaning the young feller out to other groups to play guitar for once in a while, like Sid Marty's Whaleback and Tom Cole and Fleeces. Now, the highly respected Dr. Billy Bergen, who spent 25 years as the resident large animal vet at the famous Parker Ranch in Hawaii, is 84 this year, and he credits his good health with still being horseback every day. And he also gives a lot of credit to his wife of over 60 years. And I can totally identify with both of those factors. Now, when we visited at the Parker Ranch, I brought up the fact that Lloyd Creek Ranch, not far from us, place where I've ridden for years, had actually run Parker Ranch yearlings on their grass for a few summers.
A neighbor of mine used to pasture about 500 Parker Ranch yearlings every grazing season. This is prior to 2003, of course. Uh-huh. And We've ridden together for almost 40 years, two or three of us neighbors in our area. Really enjoyed those cattle. Found that they handled pretty well on the range. They were fast. But if you ever had to get off your horse, They were pretty afraid of a person on foot, and we processed them all with some immunization when they first got to the ranch, and that was a little wild, running them up through the chute. But on horseback, they handled pretty good. But you're saying that you had seen some of that B.C. ranch country where some of the Parker Ranch cattle were?
Yeah. It really was the convergence of two factors. Parker Ranch shipping there, am I pronouncing the valley correct? Okanagan?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the fact that those ranchers in British Columbia as well as Alberta were very active in the National High School Rodeo Association, where I was there as the Hawaii director for 15 years. Seemed like it was 50 years. And then in 1999-2000, I was the national president of the organization. Well, that meant that those fellows from up north and I had a lot in common. We had a lot to talk about, especially the cattle that were grazing there. And Raymond Kerr.
The Harper Ranch.
Yeah.
A neighbor of ours.
Yeah. Raymond and his wife, Pat, and my wife and I became really dear friends. And earlier trips when I would go there to look at cattle weren't nearly as sentimental as the fact that we all went to his funeral when he died.
You were there.
Yeah.
So were we.
Yeah. You know what touched me? The amount of American, well, I shouldn't say American, but Native Americans that were when I know Raymond just, you know, belabored the fact that he was losing the ranch to go back to the Native community. And yet, look, they all came to say goodbye, which really, that's pretty classy, you know.
Yeah, that's the way he was. Yeah. And there were a lot of First Nations kids in high school rodeo, and high school rodeo in B.C. owes so much to Raymond and Pat for what they did. I know our youngest boy went through it with Norman, with his son, and traveled to rodeos all around the province and got to ride with Raymond, been to their brandings and everything.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that interesting? Yeah. You would have been there.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Bergen has a lot more great stories, and you'll hear more of them in the coming weeks. Still to come, a brand new song just released by my friend Marvin Odell, and then a pretty well-crafted piece of cowboy poetry when the Spirit of the West continues right after this.